Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it.
Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon.
This is Sam.
Always excited, man. He brings that energy. I love it. As he takes a sip, this is the order and how we always will start this pod, man. So listen, first of all, I just want to say, man, thank you. Our last episode we put out, man, was our highest viewed episode. So now we just need those subscriber numbers to match, man. Again, if somebody said today, they said, hey, we thought we were subscribed. We didn't. We went and double check. So if you don't know, double check. Maybe YouTube unsubscribed you. You ain't mean to or whatever it is. Go double check, man. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. And, man, we appreciate it. This is LSU Hate Week. You already know. Big game for the big. Is this the biggest game of Mike's tenure? That was the question I want to start with.
No, because nothing that happens this season is going to actually get him fired. So,
That's bait. I ain't falling for that one just yet.
I mean, it's not the biggest game of his career because
what will be bigger though?
Well, you got to have some real expectations for the season. I think right now there's so much going on with college football, with realignment, that yeah. I think the last thing that ever happened this season is going to be Mike Norvell being fired because of a bad season or a bad game or something this year. I think it's too many moving pieces that's going on for Florida State currently right now. So, yep. You know, could it – and then
– I don't think they can afford another restart.
Well, I think they can afford one, but my whole point is –
No. I ain't talking about financially. I'm talking about – Again, you're talking about throwing away another recruiting class, right?
Well, I mean, these recruiting classes are ranked in the 20s. So, I mean, it ain't like you lose them. But you can bring anybody in here to recruit at number 20 ranked class.
That's see, not that was bait. Right.
That's not bait. That's being real. I'm just saying.
No. I'm talking about that would be bait you.
Oh, I mean, he's a very easy to replace. So why would you be in a rush to replace him if you got other stuff going on? You know what I'm saying?
I 100% agree with you. But, I definitely want to talk about might get fired before,
but I do think and then another part of this is okay. I've already said I picked him to win the game, right? Mm-hmm. So mainly what we're gonna talk about in the pod is how we imagine them winning the game, what we think mm-hmm. the game is gonna look like, and yep. the reaction to the game. You know what I'm saying? That's mainly what we're here to discuss, because we've already said on record I'm picking them to beat LSU. But I don't think it does anything for Mike's career projection at Florida State, honestly, you know, because I still expect for them to take a nice little step back next year, honestly. So, but I am excited about this weekend. For some reason, Brandon, we can't hear you. You're just talking, and I can't hear you, and it's hilarious. I definitely can't hear you. As Brandon get his audio together, I just want to remind y'all again to make sure y'all subscribe to the Listen Up Podcast. Brandon came in here with the Ray Charles glasses. Now he deaf and blind. I have no clue what's wrong with his stuff. Anyway. But anyway, if y'all got some questions, go ahead and start dropping questions, man. We're going to get into the LSU preview. I already said that I'm picking them to win by four points. I think we definitely beat LSU. I'm not afraid of LSU. I think Brian Kelly, that's funny. Well, what Brian Kelly's got going on with this new offense he's trying to install, new defense, new coaches, new players, new system. I think that gives FSU a pretty big edge to actually win the game. So I'm not really concerned about that. Hold on. Let me see. Brandon texted me. So yeah, but I'm definitely picking in the win, so I'm not too concerned. Exactly, line that shit up. Tanya is correct. I gotta get Brady back on. This is ridiculous. But anyway, I think we got him back.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, we can. You ready?
Yeah. All right, let's do this. My fault, man. Listen, technical difficulties, man.
All right.
Press the button. Yeah, who knows what happened?
They talking about you. They say you look like the Black Helen Keller.
Listen, I figured they had jokes.
Yeah,
I look like a pilot. Listen, man, I ain't tripping. You got it posted up on the screen. I like it. But no, man, I am excited for the game, right? But more importantly, I'm excited really just to see how this team competes. I think LSU has a lot of talent. Now, the thing is, they haven't really had the opportunity to really gel, right? You're talking about implementing a completely new system. You're talking about a new quarterback. You're talking about a lot of things that are all going to have to happen with playing on the first, you know, with them playing their first game of the season against Florida State, who, again, has a lot of talent as well in some of the areas where I think they may be deficient in. So, no, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also looking to see how well they can compete against what I feel is a, you know, pretty quality opponent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about how they compete. They need to go out and win the game. Okay, enough of this compete stuff. Go out there and win the game. You know what I'm saying?
Show some damn pride.
Yeah, show some pride, man. Win that game. But the team does seem very confident, right? They seem very confident. Norvell seems very confident. The guys seem very confident. So I think they expect to actually win the game also, right? So I think going into it, let's talk about where you think FSU got a distinct advantage, and that's going to probably help them push them over.
It's got to be the D-line versus the O-line. I actually think that's where this game is going to be won. Which D-line is going to wreak more havoc? Because here's the thing. I think that's both teams' biggest strength, right? I think is the D-line versus the O-line. New, young guys, not great, inexperienced, and then a new system. So now you're saying, can Florida State actually cause more havoc? And then when I look at it and I say, all right, well, who has the better quarterback? So who should be better at handling the fact that maybe your line, lineman may come free. Somebody may miss a block. Somebody gets beat quick. Which quarterback do I think can handle it better? And I have to go with.
Sound like you said you're going to go with Jordan Travis. Sound like you said you're going to go with Jordan Travis with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that ain't a question, is it?
No, I'm just, your line had broke up a little bit. I think we definitely got the distinct advantage at quarterback. I really thought we were going to have a distinct advantage at special teams before last week. That was really the reason why I was going to pick us to win. Why I was looking at us, because I thought our special teams would be much better. So they need to have a great day on special teams on Sunday, right? They need to be fielding punts, returning kick returns, blocking it up a little bit better so they can make some shit happen, play even in special teams and hit some field goals. So, and quarterback-wise, I mean, this is going to be Jordan Travis's. This will be the biggest game for Jordan Travis, in my opinion. It's real expectations for him to play well, right? It's real expectations
for
him.
I think this entire season, there's expectations for Jordan Travis to play well.
Well, yeah, that's
true. You know what I mean? Like, I think Jordan Travis has had a lot of, okay, all right, he getting better.
We're just happy he's playing okay.
He's come in with expectations. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's actual expectations. I expect Jordan Travis to play well. If Jordan Travis doesn't play well, then I think you have a bigger problem, because Jordan Travis should be at the level where he's arrived. You know what I mean? Right. He's been on campus long enough. He's been in the system long enough. At this point, you had no pressure coming in. You knew you were the starter. You worked with the team. You said all the right things. At this point, go win the game.
Right.
That's it for him. You know what I mean? Go out and win the game that people don't think you can win. Go have the game against a good defense. Yeah. Decent defense, and go win the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So, where do you think is going to be the biggest if FSU loses, what do you think is going to be the problem? What do you think the mismatch is for us if we lose the game?
Our DBs. I mean, I was told a whole lot of Jalen Ramsey's and LaMarcus Joyner was in camp. Right. I ain't gonna call his name, but I spoke to somebody on the phone who told me he reminded that a player reminded him of LaMarcus Joyner, and I was like, "Yeah, all right, Wig." All right, Wig. I ain't gonna name the player, but you know, right. I mean, Wig. No, he knows all love, but man, listen. If this is what we're being told, we have. We did not see it week one, so I'm saying. All right, you know what I mean. Let me see the players, because Jalen Ramsey would have a game against LSU. He lived for these type of games. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where you knew he would absolutely show up and make plays. So you saying you got a guy who's just as good? Show up. You got LaMarcus Joyner. We saw what we did against Clemson. You know what I mean? They all have those special games. So if you're saying we have those guys, man, go out there and beat them. But if I'm not putting my money on that.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, we can get a speeches. I put my money on that. So,
you know, I mean,
what would you think would be the biggest?
We talked about this as far as the secondary. Jamie Roberts is going to have a good game. I don't expect to see a LaMarcus Joyner type game. I don't expect to see a Jalen Ramsey type game. I really don't expect to see that at all. But he's going to have a good game, right? Because he's going to have to keep those slots in check. And make sure Boutte don't get over the top of whoever's guarding him, which, God forbid, is Jerrion Jones. God forbid.
Jerrion Jones is on the field. Just talk that as a touchdown, first down, or a penalty. If you see him on the field, just understand. Mm-hmm. First down, touchdown, or penalty. Just write it in your little ticker. It's coming.
Yeah, so that's one of my bigger concerns. The secondary, you right about that, though. The secondary does concern me in the game. They have to, man, I don't know. I think I would go feast or famine, though, if I'm them, though, right? Because if you're scoring on LSU, then just get up and challenge those wide receivers, man, and try to make it uncomfortable. And they're going to beat you, man. Let them just beat you. But don't let them ding and dunk you down the field and hold the ball forever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because, see, that's how bad quarterbacks get rhythm, right?
Yeah.
Like, you give him we giving away all the 5 yard slants you could take. You know what I mean? We'll make the tackle after 7. Mm-hmm. Well, quarterback then gets into a rhythm, gets a little bit of confidence. Again, you're talking about a 60-40 crowd. Man, get that. You know what I mean? You got to nip that in the bud early. So I'm with you. Challenge them. And then you got to trust my D-line going to get there before anybody can get over the top.
Right.
That's got to be the game plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would be aggressive off Florida State, because I think it's no reason to sit back and let them beat you like that. You know what I'm saying? So don't be passive and let them beat you. You know what I'm saying? Be aggressive, you know. And I think giving the ball, getting more possessions from your offense against their defense, which their linebackers are not very good this year and their secondary is not very good this year. So it probably favors you to keep their defensive line on the field as much as possible. So, you know, I will go feast or famine if I'm the defensive coordinator. I will go feast or famine.
So let me ask you, on offense, right? How do you see the game? You know, I guess, what do you think Florida State will have success with on offense?
For me, it'll be throwing the ball to the backs. I'll be throwing the ball to the backs a lot. A lot of wide receiver screens and jet screens and getting the ball to the wide receivers pretty fast. I mean, I'm so hesitant to really run Jordan Travis like that.
You got to in this game.
I know you got to, man, but I don't know if I'm doing a lot of design quarterback runs and zone reads that put him in those type of predicaments, man, because they're going to hit him. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going
to. Again, we've talked about it, right? But you can't. Yeah. Listen, you scared to go to church. There's no way Mike Norvell going to be able to not – you can't hide Jordan Travis. He's in the predicament he's in, right? You might as well go all out with it. You know what I mean? Like, Mike had enough faith in Jordan Travis to where I'm not bringing in another quarterback.
Right.
I'm not bringing in anybody. You know what I mean? So, okay, cool. So then you got to trust that Jordan's going to do the right thing. Jordan, get down when you need to get down. Fight for the extra yard when you need to fight for it. dive if you need to, but we need one of those, what's his name, quarterback, Jack's quarterback in Marshall, you know what I mean? Where he getting carried to the line. Like, we need one of them. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't the time for a soft tissue injury and you in the tent for three possessions. Right. Those are empty possessions. Yeah. Like, ain't nothing happening on those. So, I think you really got to – this is a game where I don't think you can risk not running Jordan Travis. Let Jordan Travis be Jordan Travis, because I think that gives you your best opportunity to win. I do think you will see a lot of, like you said, instead of just straight, I'm handing the ball off to the running back, I think you'll see a lot of, you know, short passes, screens, and stuff like that to get those backs in space. And, you know, you may not see 100 yards total, but I think you can possibly see some combined 100-yard games from Ward to Philly or Benson.
Yeah. Who do you think had the best game, Benson to Philly or and what's the other back name?
Benson to Philly or Ward?
Oh, and Ward. Who do you think had a better game?
It's interesting, right? Because they all have such different styles. I'm trying to figure out which one I think will. It's gonna sound like, because his pops may be in, you know what I mean, viewing it, but I think he may be the best pass catching running back. And so if you tell me they're gonna throw the ball to their running backs, I think I'm gonna go with Tua Philly. You know what I mean? I think I'm gonna go with Tua Philly just because I think he is the best pass catching running back out of that group. So I think he will be one to be able to take a screen and, you know, go 60. I think more so than Ward or Benson. Yeah, I think it hit you, you know, up there.
If they get any big plays, it's going to be from Tua Philly being isolated on a linebacker, one of those wheel routes.
That's what I'm saying. Yep.
Of such. Yeah, I think, but I actually think Ward's going to have a better game than everybody. I think he's going to
keep Ward is built for a game like this.
I think he's going to keep the offense on schedule. Mm-hmm. He won't get hit for losses.
Yeah, I was going to say, give you three.
Yeah, he give you three, give you four every time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not concerned about that. I think he will keep the offense on schedule. What wide receiver needs to have a big game for them to win the game, though? Because I do think you got to pass the ball to win the game. So
it got to be McClain. Like, you got all the talent in the world. We've seen it in spurts. He got to catch one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he has to make some big plays early. He has to make some big third down catches. I'm going with McClain, man. I was going to say Span because I thought maybe, you know what I mean, in a game where you want to run the football, I thought maybe he would be able, you know what I mean, he may catch somebody deep on a play action, a well-timed play action call. Mm-hmm. But I think I feel like there's a lot of pressure to put on Span, so I'm going to give it to McClain.
Something I wouldn't be shocked by is seeing Burrell come in as a tight end, like a flex tight end this game, halfback or whatever Norvell like to do. I can see him getting matched up on a linebacker and, you know, probably making one or two big plays in this game, you know.
Run that same tight end pass, but to Burrell, you know what I mean, that little pop pass. Yeah. See, that'll take it to the house. Burrell will take it to the house.
Yeah. So I do think that. I think we do see that also. Wide receiver-wise, I don't know if Johnny Wilson's going to play. It would be nice to have a good game by Malik McClain, though, wouldn't it? It would be nice.
At some point, you got to have your coming out party, man. Again, we see the confidence, right? I think we'd all be fools to say we don't know the fact. We don't see the fact that they really believe. You know what I mean? We've had these FSU teams in the past where we was like, I hear them talking. I don't know if I believe it. But no, this group of guys that Mike Norvell has, I think they really believe what they're saying. I believe they believe that they're a better team. I think Mike believes he has a good squad here. Again, man, it's all up to them to go do it. I said I wasn't going to pick them, right? Because I said I ain't picking Florida State until they win it. And now, like, I went down the other day and I kind of just went position by position. And if you say, all right, which quarterback I'm taking, I think that's easy. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy, Jordan Travis. You give me running backs. I'm going to give – we got three of them. You're going to have to stop all three. You know what I mean? Like – and that, again, we talk about it. Offensive line, D-line, I think that's a plus in LSU advantage, but I also think it's a plus in FSU's advantage. So we say both of them cancel out. We talk about linebacker group. I haven't seen what theirs look like. I don't know that much about them. So then I'm saying, all right, I got a whole lot of ticks, you know what I'm saying, in FSU. If I'm just doing a tally, I got a whole lot of ticks in Florida State's direction, so it's hard for me to not pick them. So you know, I'll tell you this. I guess when we give our score at the end of it, I'll tell you this. I'm definitely picking Florida State.
Definitely picking Florida State.
I'm definitely picking Florida State. Yeah. Listen, I do think there is a lot of newness to LSU's roster, right?
Right. Oh, Brandon will hit that big pause again. I think what he's going to try to say is a lot of news to the LSU roster, which is true. The bigger thing about LSU roster is they got so much overwhelming talent on the defensive line. That defensive line could neutralize everything FSU wants to do. And I think that's the part that I come back to and say, man, how do we block them for four quarters and not win first down? Because winning first down is going to be the key to the game. And LSU defensive line, they have the type of rotation and the depth in that defensive line that they can basically win first down every time. So I think that's a big deal. I would actually put Gibbons at center this game. I was telling somebody that on the timeline. I would probably go with Gibbons at center, Emmanuel at right guard, Turrentine at left guard, and I would probably go big in the middle. Because you need to control Mason Smith and that crew. Because if you get that pocket pushed into your lap, Jordan Travis is not going to have any chance. Because they're going to clean up everything out on the outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this is where Mike and I don't know why I just forgot old boy name. Anyway, this is where your Atkins. Mike. This is where Mike and Atkins. Y'all have to scheme up something. Y'all understand? This is the advantage, right? Solve that problem.
I expect for FSU to score on the first drive. I expect that. So if I expect them to score on the first drive. I think the problem comes in when you're saying, hey, this defensive line versus your offensive line. That's why I say I will go ahead and play Gibbons at center. I will play big in the middle with them, as big as they are in the middle, because honestly, you can't afford having Washington or Murray Smith being pushed in the back of the lap of Jordan Travis. That'd be a huge problem. So just play your best three, your bigger guys in the middle, and try to keep an honest push. And I think, like I said, with that, you can match those running backs up with those linebackers.
I agree. Listen, that should be the strategy. And again, when you're talking about my biggest area of concern, it's going to be their D-line versus our offensive line.
Because I think their D-line is so much overwhelmingly better than what our D-line can do to their offensive line, to be honest with you.
I don't know how good. See, I guess I've heard mixed reports about their O-line. Would you pick their O-line versus our O-line, or would you rather have our O-line?
It's funny because last year Brian Kelly was saying all the same stuff about his O-line last year, remember? Uh-huh. And Jermaine Johnson made a few plays in that game, but for the most part, they held up in that game.
That's Notre Dame. Notre Dame keep O-line.
Okay. But remember, that line was all freshmen and newcomers. Remember last year?
Yeah, but it was also all five stars too now.
Okay. LSU got some fire. Okay.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
I am gonna throw out a counter though.
My point is though, he does a good job scheming his O line where they don't look like it's not a bunch of jailbreaks. That's what I'm saying. Right. So I do think they're gonna block FSU defensive line from time to time. I think they have more success blocking FSU D-line than what FSU is going to have blocking their O-line, their D-line, depending on who we got at center. You know, if you put Gibbons at center, I think you got a chance to block them for most of the game. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mason Smith versus Gibbons. Mason Smith's going to win some, but Gibbons going to win some too. And I'd rather go with that.
I think Florida State will have early success versus LSU O-line. One of the biggest things I looked at is new system.
Yeah.
Something about those new coaches on them big stages. You know what I mean? Like we've seen those coaches just seem to fail in it. You know what I mean? Because really they don't have anything to grab hold to. You know what I mean? Like you're asking these players to go out and play a quality competition with no proof of concept. We don't know that this works. We know what it looked like in practice. Right. We know what it looked like. We know what it looked like at Notre Dame. Right. But this ain't Notre Dame. Right. These ain't the same type of players.
Right.
You know what I mean? Y'all not recruiting from the same pool. You know what I mean? Right. Like we getting two different. They getting two different players down in the Bayou versus up there. Mm-hmm. So now I'm saying, how does his message translate? Because that accent ain't it. You know what I mean? Like, so how does his real message translate?
But
we'll have to see that.
But let's remember this right here. And this is very important. Them kids at LSU have a lot of fucking state pride, man. You know what I'm saying? So damn the coach. They going to play hard. You know what I'm saying? It's just like last year. Like, they might have not been being very well coached, but they play hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guys that wanted to play, played hard last year. That's why they was in the game with Bama. That's why they beat Florida. You know what I'm saying? So those kids have a lot of state pride, and they in their state, and they're not going to lay down.
LSU going to give you hell. Nah, I mean, if that was a question, though, LSU going to bring every fucking thing.
Yeah, this ain't a case of them buying in. Yeah, they got no problem with buying in. They going to buy in and do what they got to do.
It's not even about buy-in. I'm talking about, has the message, like, has what we're trying to do stick? In other words, again, we'll take it to the NFL, right? Jalen Ramsey did not believe, and this is, and also thanks to Wig, Jalen Ramsey didn't believe that the defense was running the correct scheme. Jalen Ramsey was right. So Jalen Ramsey chose to run whatever scheme he felt like was best. And the entire fucking defense looked trash. Because Jalen Ramsey is running man because he feel like they should run man, and everybody else is running zone.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, it may not be that blatant, but you do have some of those issues in game one with a new coach. I thought we was running man. Nope, I thought we was running zone. It'll look a whole lot like Florida State look a lot of the times, where you just got people throwing their hands in the air. And I think you can see that on, you know what I mean? I think you'll see that on both offense and defense. Just, you know what I mean? Some miscommunication, big first game jitters. And again, just you know, messaging that hasn't quite stuck in yet.
So let me ask you a question. So we don't think Mike doesn't get fired no matter what happens this season, right? But this does feel like a pretty big game for Adam Fuller, though, don't it? Brandon, is he locked up again? I think he's locked up again. See, I wish we had Brandon without the glasses, because then I know when he locked up, because I won't see him blanking. But because he got the glasses on, I can't see him blanking. Know if he locked up or not.
I'm gonna take these off because of the signal, but I didn't want to see my eyes.
But anyway, listen. So this don't feel like a big game for Mike, but it does feel like a big game for Adam Fuller. This does feel like a game that could probably get him on the chopping blocks, right? Like, you go out there and let Jaden Daniels look like a Heisman contender. This could be one of those games where we start be like, okay, all right, out of the season, okay. What you think?
Y'all asked me to put a lot of faith in Adam Fuller that I just have never really had. And I feel like out of everybody on this staff, I probably have a little bit of faith in. Mm-hmm. I have very little in Adam Fuller.
Right.
I think he's been dealt a handful of spades, and he's still going to get three books. Like,
right.
That's who he is. So right. It's hard for me to feel like he's going to make big game adjustments. It's hard for me to feel like he's going to prepare the right defense. Again, we saw last week against Duquesne, there were still problems in that back half of the defense. Now, that may be more on Woodson, but again, heavy is the head. You de-coordinate it, so it falls on you, because we saw it all last season as well. So if we start game one against an inferior opponent, you're seeing the same things you saw last season. I got to say, it's on everybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I'm looking at it and I'm saying, I don't have very much faith in Adam Fuller, but I do have faith in the guys who's playing, if that makes sense.
Right.
I think we have a linebacker, I think, is a group that is very talented. So therefore they'll play well. I think the D-line is talented, so I think they'll play well, regardless of scheme. Cornerback is talented, but again, you playing a lot of much more talented. I mean, what was that? I think they did an early mock draft that had, like, you know what I mean, Boutte in like the top 10.
Top
five. So
I think it's gonna be some, you know, it's gonna be some second guessing as the season go on about certain players and stuff. And I ain't gonna get into all of it, But, you know, man, Knowles and Greedy Vance when you have a good game. Because you can't let those slot receivers get eaten up those linebackers, man. You they got to have a good game.
I mean, I'm looking at Duke. You know what I mean? Like, it was a whole lot of Duke was out of lineup last week. So, you know, that's why they look like that. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure to put on one kid. But that's, you know what I mean? Again, right. I'm only going based off what's being said, you know. So if you tell me this one guy is making that big of a difference, cool. I hope he makes that big of a difference because that means Florida State wins. But at the same time, you're asking a whole lot.
Well, this is why you come to Florida State to play in these big matchups against these great players to get your name out there. So I feel like, you know, Duke Cooper, who we think he is, I think Duke will have a good game. Bootsy is going to get his because he's a great player. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, make the plays when it's time to make the big time plays. You know what I'm saying? Well, this. You just can't let them just be. Man, you can't let that crowd get into it, man. Playing Louisiana is a different. It's a different animal, man. Especially at night when you get them going, man. So you really got to, like I said, I like to see Florida State eat some clock on offense, and you know, I would just like to see them keep their defense on the field, and I would like to see Jordan Travis, man, really step up, man, and really have one of those games, man, really. You know, I think a lot of people thought Miami was one of his best games, and I thought he was okay. He's played great against North Carolina, but I think this is one of those games where you need 250 yards worth of passing yards and maybe 60 to 70 yards worth of rushing yards and account for three touchdowns. You know,
I agree. This should be his coming out party. You know what I mean? Like, I would hope this would be his coming out party, right? I've said if Jordan Travis is having to throw it 30 times, then that's a loss. Prove me wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Jordan, go out there and throw it 30 times. Let's say they shut it down. All right, game plan. Jordan, you got to be it. Those wide receivers got to be it. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean? Like, prove me wrong. Because I think again, we know Mike's strategy. I want to run the football. I want to give it to these backs. You always getting a fresh back. You don't never get a tired back.
Right.
So you always getting a fresh back with fresh legs. That's his game plan. Keep giving, feed the rock. And that's what I think they should do. Even if they don't see early success, you get hit in the backfield, take it. We run it again. Like, and that we talked about it all last season. Establishing the run is not running the ball until you think it can't work. That is not how establishing the run goes. You got to continue to run the football. You know what I mean? Like, trust your running backs, trust your system, trust what you are trying to do. And I think last season, Mike was very quick to get out of, okay, we thought we could run it, we can't, and now that's it. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, I think that's pretty much. So, what's your score prediction?
I got a 27-24 Florida State.
27-24 Florida State. Hold on.
I got Jordan Travis being my MVP.
Okay. Okay.
Because I do think he'll throw for 200 at least, and then I think he'll run for another 60, 70.
I got 31 Florida State, 27 LSU.
You say they putting up 31?
I think they get the 31 points.
Hey, man, I like it.
I think they score early. I think they score early.
Yep.
I think they score on their first two drives.
Touchdown to field goal or two touchdowns? You tell me they're going up 14-0. I'm going to get to you.
No, I think LSU going to score two on their first drive. I think it's 7-7. Right. Then I think FSU score again 14-7. And then I think we get a little bit of a lull of good defensive football for about the rest of the first quarter. And I think you see another score, 21-10. Mm-hmm. 21-10. I think FSU scores coming out to half. That gets us at 28. And I think you see Florida State kick a field goal. That'll get you to 31. And then I think you see LSU probably score back-to-back in the fourth quarter, and we hold on for dear life at the end.
It's funny.
And we get a stop at the end.
Me and you not very different in the – I do think Florida State jumps out to an early lead. If it's Mike who scripts those first drives, man, he's Steven Spielberg with it. You know what I mean? He usually can script a damn good first drive. You know what I mean?
Right.
So – if he's able to do that, then, you know, I agree with you. I think you come out early, get a touchdown. I see you stop them, get a quick three and out, come back with maybe a field goal, I'm with, you know what I mean, go up 10-0. And then, like you say, it gets into a defense. I think LSU scores maybe either early second quarter or late first quarter, and then you get into the defensive thing. I also have them coming out of half as well because I think they I think Mike's going to put together a second scripted drive for after half. And then, like you say, they hold on for dear life. You put together another one, you go up 27-14, maybe they get a late touchdown.
Am I tripping again? Is this Lawrence Taylor Philly dad?
Lawrence Taylor Philly? The one that's in it?
Yeah, that's his dad.
Oh, shit. That's what I was saying earlier. I was like, I don't want people to think I'm biased when I was saying I thought his son would have a good game because he was in the set, man. What's going on, Toulouse, man? I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you know they probably is not a bigger fan of Lawrence. I've been repping Taylor Philly since, like, freshman year, so I'm excited.
I didn't know that. Because I only know like of like one or two parents that actually listen to the show. Because most people think we negative, so I was just kind of tripping out of that.
I think the real fans understand the difference between negativity and just keeping it a buck, man.
Absolutely, all love. I was like tripping. I was like, why somebody got Toy Philly name as they as they screen name? I was like, well, that's the first and the last name, Sam. Come on, dog.
somebody asked it early on, and so I saw it, you know. So I saw
All right. Fighting Norville 27-20.
Any questions? Anybody got any questions before we wrap up? And while y'all typing in your questions, man, again, we said it at the beginning of the pod, we're saying it again. If you have not clicked that subscribe button, click it now. Like, we saw the we got to 600, Sam, you know what I mean? We got to 600. Again, our goal is to hit 1,000. Again, if we can do it before the end of this weekend, great. But it's really by the end of the season, man. So,
If y'all didn't get a chance to listen to the So What's Next part, we did a great job on that football breakdown with Nikki. She picked the Saints to play the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl.
I agree with that.
Right. And I didn't think that was crazy. I thought about it. I was like, damn, that's not actually a crazy pick. I think with what Jameis got on offense, he got Michael Thomas back, Chris Olave. Yeah. it's looking pretty good.
He got a squad. He got a squad.
It's a big year for Jameis, because if you don't have a good year this year, I think he's going to be out of the league. Then you turn back around in college football. She picked Ohio State to play Alabama, which isn't crazy, but she picked Ohio State to beat Alabama. And I don't think that's crazy either, because Ohio State wide receivers and Ohio State's defensive line is pretty good. The only problem I got is I think Bama's going to be really, really great this year, and I don't think anybody's going to come within 10 points of them guys.
How many times has Ohio State went up against Bama and got their doors blown up? I feel like the same way I talk about Florida State as I'm going to talk about Ohio State versus Bama. Mm-hmm. I believe Ohio State will beat Bama when Ohio State beats Bama. If not, I'm scheduling Ohio State to get their doors blown off once again. You know what I mean? So, and this is sight unseen from anybody.
Yeah, I'm going to answer this. We would see the production form from FSU tight end to versus LSU. I think you're going to see them sprinkle Burrell in as like a halfback tight end type this game. I think you'll see Burrell make a few plays. I think this is the type of game that you could use him for matchups like that. If you consider Burrell a tight end or whatever you want to consider Burrell, I think this is a game that he does it. So we'll see. Because remember last year versus Notre Dame, they ran like a tight end type play with Burrell, if you remember.
Right. I was actually going to say, Mike wants the scheme. Like, he likes tight end. Tight ends and running backs. There's a reason why we recruited 100 of them. You know what I mean? Mike wants to use his tight ends. Yeah. So I do think you'll have he has a play or two or three, you know, drawn up to get his tight end open. So, I think you'll see it.
Yeah, I think so, too. So I think you'll see a tight end. But, I mean, it's going to be Burrell, depending on what you want to call him. Tight end. I'll be shocked if Cam McDonald really make a play in this game. I think he's really hurt. I don't think he's 100%, and the other guys are not very good. So that is what that is. But, man,
if Cam was healthy, I would say this would be a game for Cam to, you know, really show out and have him. Because, he has the prototypical body and, frame to play. And he ain't a bad athlete. You know what I mean? I agree with you, though. If he was 100%, I feel different.
Right.
Yeah. If FSU beats LSU, what's the probability of winning the next three games? I can possibly see a 4-0 start if that happens. It's tough.
I don't think that's true, because this is the thing I have to tell people. Now, I said this last year. One game one-offs don't mean anything as far as a complete season. You are who you are, right? You can surprise teams early. You can sneak attack teams a little earlier, right? Mm-hmm. But like I told somebody, once you put everything on film, people know who you are, right? They're going to start attacking your weaknesses. And if you don't have a lot of answers, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing you really can do. So I think you're going to beat LSU. I've said this on the record several times. I think you're going to beat Louisville. You can't keep losing to Louisville, right? You can't lose to them 5 years on a... They haven't beat Louisville since Willie Taggart. Willie Taggart was the last coach that beat Louisville. So you got to beat... I think you beat Louisville this year.
Right.
I still think you're going to lose to Boston College. I think that's going to be one...
I got that reversed.
I know.
So here's the thing. I have them losing to Louisville regardless. I just think Louisville is a sneaky game, right?
Right.
Like, you're coming off... If you win, you're coming off an extreme high. Mm-hmm. Louisville, for some reason, played Florida State tough every single, regardless of how bad.
Satterfield just got Fuller's number. He just deep-pants his head every time you play him, bro. He just it's something in his scheme.
There's a lot of coaches who have Fuller's number, for the record. I mean, Satterfield's just another one on the list. Because I feel like every day we come in, such and such got Fuller number. Like, every week you can say that shit. every week he got full of numbers, man. Everybody got full of numbers.
Yeah.
I got full of numbers at this point. But no, I think Louisville's a trap game just because. But I can see him beating the other two. They can, you know what I mean? I can definitely see him beating the other two. So
yeah,
in my opinion, I look at it and I say, does beating LSU mean they'll no? But I do think it does tell you what type of team this is. You know what I mean? So even if they lose to Louisville, I still think this is the team that's capable of beating anybody left on the schedule.
Right. True. Okay. So let me go to this right here. Did y'all talk about Holmes, the Penn State transfer? No, we didn't. You know, I've got to a point. I think, you know, I have my questions about Mike Norvell, as everybody on this show that watches this show knows. But I think when it comes to running backs, I think you can trust Mike Norvell and his staff. Whatever running back they get, they're going to get good production out of that running back. So I like the Holmes pickup, you know. I wonder what that says about Cam Davis, because Holmes and Cam Davis kind of got the same body types. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't think it says anything, just because I think.
Because you're going to bring everybody back that's in the backfield. You're bringing everybody back in the backfield.
Yeah, what I was going to say, it's almost a positive for Mike Norvell, right? I'm going to keep you fresh for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Bodies will be worn out. I don't have a bell cow. Everybody, right. My bell cow.
Right.
Everybody, you'll get 1,000 yards. He's going to get 1,000 yards. And hopefully the next dude behind him will get 1,000. Mike played what, 5 running backs Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 4.
Nah.
Rodney Hill was the fourth one. Rodney Hill was the fourth one.
Okay. I thought somebody else had
got played the 300 a month and then Rodney Hill.
I thought somebody else got a touch. But anyway, you talking about 4, but you, again, 4 running backs, man.
Yeah.
3 of them start.
Yeah.
Like, all of them are or. So if you tell me I'm bringing Cam Davis is one, you might get the first carry, but next possession, yeah, Holmes is getting it.
Yeah.
And then you can come back with it. You know what I mean? Then you can come back with it. So you always fresh. I actually think running backs are looking at it and saying, our shelf life in the NFL ain't that long because they claim all these carries. Mike is actually helping us in this situation, which is why I think he recruits running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Very well, as well as he does.
So. I think Bethune gets the first INT for the nose this year. Who do y'all got getting the first one? I think Akeem Dick gets the first interception this season.
You know, Taylor Bethune ain't a bad pick because
he's not. He's not.
He's very instinctual. Very instinctual football player. So I can see Taylor Bethune. It's funny you say that because
he almost had one last game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's very instinctual. So I can see him jump. Again, you're talking about a bad quarterback will completely miss a linebacker who is that instinctual. So it's that's a very good Johnny. That's a very good good assessment. I'm I might steal that one. I like Akeem Dent too, because Akeem Dent is very is the same way, right? Come out of nowhere, and you know, next thing you know, if he catches it, then. Yeah. But I'm actually gonna go with Jamie Robinson. I think Jamie Robinson gets one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see who we got. Hang on, not going to change socks off. All right, yes, sir. What's
how many turnovers we create in this game? 3.
Oh, hold on. We'll go to that later.
I actually have 2 interceptions and a fumble. I got like an early bad snap.
So you got 3 turnovers? I got 2.
I got 3 turnovers. Florida State will have 3 opportunities in the red zone. And I think one of the other things I wrote down was, man, get 7. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of times coaches get real conservative in these games. This is the time where I need Mike to kind of be a little crazy. You know what I mean? Like, all them times where it didn't matter in them games we was going to lose anyway, like, that didn't matter. This is the time where if you want to go for it, go. You know what I mean? You want to go for it on your own
court. I wouldn't hate an onside kick.
I wouldn't hate it. I would start the game.
Yeah. Okay. What's your pick? J State versus FAMU. It's crazy because if FAMU didn't have all these players ineligible because of compliance and everything, I think this game will be really, really close. And I think it's still gonna be kind of close. Well, but you got to think about it.
I think FAMU is good. I also think North Carolina is real bad. And so, again, Mack Brown has lost to what is it, a 3-win, a 4-win, and a 5-win FSU team. They were one of those wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Mack Brown don't know what he's doing. I don't give a shit. Like, Mack Brown old, and the game is passing him by. Y'all can say what y'all want to say. Tag Mack Brown. I don't give a shit. I'm telling you, game is passing
Mack
Brown.
Who is Mike Brown?
Mike Brown. You know what I'm saying? The Cleveland, because you know they had to trade to Cleveland. Mack Brown. Mack Brown.
You know,
he ain't got shit.
Okay. We got. Pull the trigger.
Yeah, I got. Oh, but I got J State. I think J State got a lot of NFL players on it.
Yeah. I think Cooper plays this Sunday. I think he'd be ready.
I mean, from what we were told, he could have played last week. They just held him out.
Yeah, I think
he was a little ding. They just held him out.
Jones is terrible.
I was gonna say, I've already stated, if Jones is on the field, it's a touchdown, a first down, or a penalty.
Yeah,
that's all he's good for.
Jones is terrible, and all due respect, Mr. Toy Philly, but I don't know the relationship with Jones, but that dude's terrible. Like, if Jamie never sees the field again, I'd be a very happy person.
So Philly, no, Jones is terrible. if he know his son can play, then he can see the opposite side of people who can't play. He may have been around football his whole life. He knows.
I want to say that with all due respect. That dude's terrible.
No, it's all yeah, with all due respect, but he knows.
Hey, we got a Bayou Tiger in here.
Hey, y'all can get y'all ass whooped. Now, if you came over here to hear me tell y'all that y'all can get y'all ass whooped, hey, that's what it is.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, and y'all are not the greatest. Oh, hold on, is he still in here? Because y'all are also not the greatest national championship. I know they keep putting y'all up there because of recency bias, but Florida State would have waxed that ass. That 2013 team would have waxed that ass.
So. I think so too.
I think
we got to chill on the AZ hype. I don't think he's quite there yet. I think we 6 or 7 games away from AZ being a really good college football player.
Again, let AZ be AZ.
Let's let him develop. I think we're a little ahead of schedule on that.
Let's let AZ be AZ. Problem I'm having is, they're putting a lot of hype on AZ, and I have no problem with it. He's a very good football player. Let me start there. But he's not the people they're comparing him to, and he's not at that level yet. Again, right. He may finish as Jalen Ramsey. He may go on in the NFL and be like the best cornerback in the league. But you're talking about a player who was great at Florida State, had – I think Sam's greatest single player game ever. And then you're talking about a guy who has literally been the best DB in the league since he stepped on the field.
Yeah.
You're asking a lot of AZ. You know what I mean? You're asking a lot of that dude to be, when you tell me it reminds me, they remind me of this guy. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Do I think he'll be a good football player? 100%. Do I think he is currently a good football player? 100%. But, man, you're asking a lot when you tell me this guy is you know, the next Jalen Ramsey, because Jalen Ramsey is that dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're a little ahead of schedule on the AZ hype.
Yeah,
I think we're a little ahead of schedule. Let's relax a little bit.
Yeah, let's just relax.
Yeah, let's just relax a little bit. Let's let him develop. You know what I'm saying? Give him some time. He's a freshman, man. And you know what, man? Everybody ain't gonna be Jalen Ramsey and LaMarcus Joyner. Those it's a reason why
those are special players.
Yeah, it's a reason why they were so special, man. Because everybody can't be that. You know what I'm saying? Like even Joyner wasn't Ramsey. Joyner took a half a season, right? Joyner took about a half a season.
At least a half a season, yeah.
You know, Ramsey was just good from Jump Street. I mean, he was good. Like he was different, you know. He ain't got like his attitude. And he is sass. He's sassy as fuck, but line that shit up.
Hey, I'm calling him up. You want to call him? Best DB in the league. I was like, listen, that man been called sass and all sorts of stuff since he stepped in the league, and all he do is line it up with the best every fucking week, and he bust their ass. And they have their lowest number every fucking week. So I do
like AZ. After watching him, I just watched him. And I was like, you know, he's gonna be good, but it's gonna take some time. It's a process to this. You know what I'm saying? It's a process. So
hey, hold on. Highlight real quick, Rose comment. I'm gonna tell you something. If Jerrion Jones makes the game winning interception to win the game, like I ain't talking about like a Hail Mary that he just catches and he ends the game. I'm talking about like he makes the play to win the game between the next time y'all see me on this podcast, I will have found me a Jones jersey. I will have found me a Jerrion Jones jersey, and I'll rep it right here on the pod. I swear for God, if that happens, I will find me a Jones jersey, or I'll have somebody make one. It'll be a t-shirt with his picture on it. It'll be something. But I give him a lot of props. That's just how little I don't believe him.
I got no faith.
If he's on the field during a crucial time where we need him to make a game with an interception, then it's a lot of wrong that has happened.
Yeah. But let's get ready to wrap. We got football coming on in 30 minutes. I gotta go pull me another one up so I can watch me some
football. Listen, I'm about done with my Mason, bro.
If you in the college football pick'ems, make sure you go pick your teams. College football pick'ems is starting. Pick your teams. I think we're gonna do something every four games. I announce the prize of whoever winning at the time of the first four games, and you know, I'll get y'all a gift card out there. And I know I got to do one for the NFL fantasy football. I'm going to do $150. So it'll be $100 to the winner, $50 to the second place person.
I don't like my fantasy lineup, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, me either, dog. Me either. I don't know what happened. I couldn't pay attention. I had a lot of shit going on.
Man, see, what happened was nobody showed, like a lot of people didn't show up for the draft. So it was a whole lot of auto picks. And man, it was just like the pick before, I'm like, his auto, it's going to take this dude. And I know whoever's picking here wouldn't have took him. And then end with some crazy stuff. But anyway.
Yeah.
I don't like my team. I don't like my team at all.
Yeah, it seemed like the girls that's in the fan football league actually got the best teams.
That's me staring. That wasn't even locked in. That was me staring angrily.
Okay.
I wasn't even like three wasn't even locked up. That was me just staring angrily, man. I'm mad as hell at my team. That's all I know. Somebody gonna show up. I'm gonna just wait till somebody have a big game and they'll be like, oh, he's gonna fantasy sleep with it. I'm just gonna grab him real quick. So
maybe
one man make a difference.
So we got how many people we got watching this right here? We got 46 people watching. We only got 23 likes. So man, make sure y'all all go and go hit the like button on the pod. Leave a go nose in the comment section. The live stream is always live. I appreciate you guys coming through. Lawrence Toy Philly, appreciate you. You know, coming through, you know, we got the dad in the house, you know what I'm saying? Bring all the parents through, you know what I'm saying? Bring all the parents through. You know, I had Pop DeLoach on here one time. He gave me a lot of insider information around here. Pop was our guy. He's still my guy, but I had to start letting Pop on because people thought Pop was telling me too much stuff and he really wasn't, but
Sauces.
Yeah. Pop. But yeah, Pop put me down. He let me know how to develop a D1. I got that old pod too. I'm about to post that one day. Cause I think we did an audio. I'm gonna post it with the one with Pop the Low, because you know he run the factory down in Savannah.
And, yeah, yeah.
He was, you know, we basically talked about how he developed D1 kids, because all his kids don't went D1. So it was a very good pod, man. So shout out to Pop the Low. That's my guy. But yeah, and I will drop the college football pick. I don't know if we still got room. I don't know if it's unlimited though. I don't know, because I thought it was filled up. I don't know, but I'll drop it anyway, just in case. But other than that, man, go Noles. I appreciate you guys.
Let's get that win, man. Show some pride. Let's go.
We're gonna win the game. Make sure y'all subscribe to the Apple. We're on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google. So if you wanna,
yeah, your friend.
You wanna put us in the car with you? Subscribe on them, on all of them. Listen Up Podcast. Type in Listen Up Podcast, put a little FSU behind it. We should pop right up.
Listen, anyway, I don't think you got to put in FSU behind it now, man. We up there.
You know what? It's funny. We have been making some moving around here. And it's been crazy, because I tell people this all the time. People always be like, well, Sam, you should do this and do that. And that's like, I really wanted to grow our fan base organically, where every number that we reach is actually somebody actually listening to the show or responding to the show.
Yep.
So, you know, it doesn't feel like we got ghost followers. And listen, that's been great.
We had 1,800 people listen. That means if we get another 1,800, we should see that number match those likes and listens. If you heard and listened, we should be pretty close to it, man. So, again, like I say, double check, hit the button. I keep getting excited. So hit the button right up under here, man. Hit that subscribe button. Turn on your notifications, man. Go Noles.
Yeah, and we've done a good job, man, I think, with growing the channel. And it's the audience reflects on what I always told Brandon I envision it to look like.
You do.
You know, and I told him I told him what I wanted it to look like and what I thought the audience needed to look like. And it does look like that. We don't have an echo chamber. We got people that come here and disagree with us, and I like that too.
Yeah.
I don't want an echo chamber. I want it to be a community where we go back and forth about our ideas and things we believe. So
again, we try to be different from everybody else you've heard, man. If everybody else is pumping sunshine and rainbows, we're not intentionally being negative to do it. We just the person who's going to bring y'all back down. We want to keep everybody right in the middle. You know what I mean? You too high, we got to bring you down a little bit. You too low, we'll bring you up. You know what I mean? So we keep everybody right in the middle, man. But nah, for real, we keep it real, man. And that's always been the goal from day one. Appreciate that, Jamal. Like I said, we've been, I think when we first started, we was like, hey, it's a whole lot of lying going on the timeline. You want to talk about the truth? You know what I mean? That was really how it started, man. Like, you know, and this is just, and we can wrap up with this, but like me and Sam literally met on Twitter, man. I think we've been in the same room like what? Three times? Four times? Like, you know what I mean? I happened to catch him at the Walmart the other day. You know what I mean? So when I tell you, like, we stay on different parts. We're in the same city, but we completely different parts. We bring it to you whenever we can. There's no ghost behind us. There ain't no, you know, ain't nobody paying for likes. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's happened with your favorite pod. And ain't nobody buying followers. That's also happened. We just, we just bring it to y'all. And if y'all like us, hit the button, man. So I'm with Sam when we said we wanted to build it organically. But the most important thing was we wanted to make sure we kept bringing y'all the truth. Even when everybody else was lying, even when it was unpopular, we wanted to continue to bring the truth. And so we appreciate everybody who listened. We're going to get this W, man. And then, hey, we're going to really talk shit. I'm going to have a song playing. I don't know what song, but
I'll probably do a Spaces, because I'm going to be in Miami.
Yep, I'm being Georgia.
Maybe we'll probably do a Spaces.
It's the reaction Spaces.
Instead of doing an Easter reaction, we'll probably do a Spaces, so that way, because I may not be able to do a live show. So, but man, seriously though, man, we at 600, and I really appreciate you fellas and ladies, because we do have ladies that listen to the show. I appreciate you guys. Make sure y'all take the time, go listen to So What's Next with me and Nikki. Yep. She gives great information. It's a different type show. It's a hot topic show, football. We do football and whatever's current events. But it's full of good information too, man. So, man, I appreciate you guys. I really do mean that. We'll be at 1,000 before you know it. And we've been monetizing this thing. And, you know, we're going to try to – I want to keep this shit as ad-free as possible. I've always – I don't like a lot of ads. So I told Brandon, you know, if we're going to do the thing, we're going to – do it when it's not annoying. It's not aggravating to the listener. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So anyway, man, well, we appreciate you, man. So we're gonna wrap right here. Y'all have a great day. Go Noles. We winning this shit 31-27. A score prediction.
27-24.
Lawrence Taylor Philly catches the first touchdown. We got that. And
yep.
First interception. Akeem Dent makes the play for us. 5-6-1 on the board. And yeah, Tatum Batum leads us in tackles. So all right, y'all.
All right, we out.
You deserve to listen up. Yep.